Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Jason Madison, Juju Gotti, John Gervais, and Trey Edwards. We've got a great show for you guys today. We discussed the legacy of Allen Iverson. Would he average 43 in the game today? A spirited debate occurs. Also, what are the worst bars you've ever heard? You know, we're not talking about, like, bars where you go drink. We're talking about bars that are, like, balloons. That's the one that always comes to mind every time we talk about this shit. Also, Donald Trump thinks that he has lived the black experience and he's got the sneakers to prove it. How do you get into VIP parties when you're not on the list? We'll give you all the how-tos and pitfalls to avoid. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the extra content, the OG podcasts on Mondays and Wednesdays, the Cinephobe special edition episodes, the watch-alongs. We're doing Roadhouse if you're listening to this on Monday. The full version of this very podcast you're listening to now, as opposed to a little bit every day, and so much more. The Discord, and there's always so many things. So make sure you're locked in on that, patreon.com/countthedings. All right, we're going to start here. Is Trey the world's worst travel partner?
Traveling with somebody, any type of road trip or any type of traveling, is really going to determine like how long your situation is or what y'all real, because it's like you could be in whatever city you in and you don't really know somebody. Yeah. I feel like until you
let me tell you.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying you find it out with a lot of people, you whether you're significant other friends, right? Like, I'm telling you niggas now, I am the worst travel friend because I just bitch.
You sound like it, nigga.
No.
I don't care if you bitch and complain, my nigga, but like, if you about to fall asleep on me, especially if you in the front seat, nigga.
I could fuck up the trip and I know me. So I just don't even try. Like, I ain't even trying. Like,
who
are you? I just don't.
This nigga said I will fuck up the trip. Like, no. Do y'all hear this?
I know. Like, that's what I'm saying. This nigga sounds like
not on purpose, but like there will, like, what will really happen? It'll be somebody saying something slick like, nigga, just stop bitching, like something like that. Cause it happened before. I was in Mexico.
But why are you bitching?
Hear me out. I was in Mexico, bro, for a wedding, bro. I was in Mexico for a wedding, bro, and I won't even say the homie name because y'all know him. And bro was like, bro, all you doing is complaining. I'm vegan at the time. Y'all remember this shit, Amin and Jason for sure, and Jerv a little bit. Shit. But the one spot that had vegan food, bro, was closed. They was under construction. So I have been, I'm cranky, bro. And niggas is eating pork and all this other shit in front of me, like just having a grand ass time. You feel me? I'm hungry. I had to buy some mangoes off the street, bro. A bag of mangoes, right? So niggas like, yo, bro, you're making this trip unbearable, bro. Like, you're complaining. And mind you, I'm the only black person on this trip, by the way.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
the white people thought to be like that.
So I'm like, all right, bro. So I kind of spaz.
Wait, can we rewind a little bit and list some of the things that they deemed unbearable?
Yes, that's a good point. Thank you.
Yeah. That's a follow up question, my dude.
All right, that's a great question. No, I just literally every time I'm like, yo, I'm hungry. Can we find a place that I can eat at? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's getting to a point where niggas is like, ooh, don't mind if I do. Niggas is eating in front of me. And I'm like,
you didn't think to find a place for yourself? Like,
no, so it's this thing called, I forgot the damn app. It tells you all the vegan shit. There's only two. There's only two, bro.
And one's under
But you can make shit vegan, my nigga. Like, just go get some vegetables at a restaurant.
That ain't the thing, bro. They cook certain shit on the shit.
I get
it. Yeah.
But you out here, you need a Snickers on this trip, my nigga. You fucking up the trip. Like,
I'm fucking up the trip.
Need some green beans, Jack.
Hey, and the craziest shit, bro. I think the most craziest shit that set me off, it was the homie from New York. He got married out there.
His wife. And when you say the homie, we're talking about Caucasians.
Black man. He a black man. Oh. The party I'm with is white.
Oh.
So this nigga aunt ended up getting hit, bro, by a fucking bus. She got out the cab, bro, and broke her leg. And they see me and the white motherfuckers walking, and they grab me. And I'm like, what? Like, they like, do you
grab
the person who was driving the bus? Nigga, we just happened to be walking in that area, bro. And nigga said, hey, yo, like, do you know her? I'm like, oh shit, that's my nigga. Like, yeah,
I actually,
apparently the bus driver was, you over here offended. The bus driver was correct.
I mean, it was only a few black people.
You know, you set race relations back 100 years right there. They're like, they all know each other. Watch. You there. And she's like, fuck, I do know her.
Yeah. So, like, I'm sitting there. Like, she's in a you know, crazy-ass pain. She's, like, 60-something years old, bro. I'm feeling bad. They, like, I'm trying to get the, like, where they taking her. You know what I'm saying? Because white motherfuckers like, oh, man, like, The bus is coming to take us to the little area for the dinner. I'm like, nigga.
Yo.
What? That's crazy.
Like, so they got mad at you.
But hold on. Because I see what you're doing here. You bring up a whole nother situation.
But it tacked on as me just being like, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, here he go. He don't want to take the bus to go get some meat. Worried about this
planet.
But I literally know this nigga auntie, and I can't. And she's in Mexico, bro. About to have surgery.
That's wild.
Oh, it's the nigga in Mexico.
Yeah,
yes, bro.
The homie, he went out there for the wedding.
The homie wife auntie. Is from there. The homie's wife to be was crazy. From there.
Right.
Right. Homie's wife.
This takes understanding from your party.
And it's niggas from New York. I'm the only nigga from the West. So I'm with New York niggas. I had just seen them people because we all came in on the same type of flight, nigga. Yeah. So I'm mobbing with the white homies because we all cool or whatever. And they like, yo, we'll get some food and we'll, you know, do this other shit. Cause I'm staying in the Airbnb with these niggas too. Mm. Not niggas, but you know what I'm talking about.
These people, yeah.
These people. And to see this black woman in pain, bro, and niggas mad at me.
In a foreign country, bro.
Nigga.
But Trey, I'm
on Jerv's side right now.
What's like a pretty obvious question at this point? Why were you hanging out with the white people and not the black people in the wedding?
because I don't know them black people,
bro. Yeah, he came with the wife. So I'm with you, bro.
I was just curious.
This is a tough situation, bro. I do think that it requires understanding from them, because it's like, bro, I actually know this lady. Y'all gotta stop the cab, it be going up. Stop the counter right now. Time out. I know y'all mad at me about umpteen things, but this can't count, because look, right, man, this different. Like, you know what I mean? Now you ain't mentioned none of the other stuff you done did.
Hey,
but
that's what I went on.
Hey, yo, no, and here's the other thing. Listen, and here's the other thing. My T-Mobile international shit not working, so I have to stay with these white
shout out to T-Mobile.
Right. I got a whole SOS on my whole shit, Jason. So I can't leave, bro.
Dare I say, someone in that position with overseas with the whites should kind of find his own food and find his own way of staying out of the way from these whites who are in charge of all of these things. Like, you relying on them. So it is kind of... I think you might should have ordered the French fries, like Jason said. Or,
it was tough, you feel bro.
No disrespect to Mexico, bro, but somebody had bananas or something like on the road.
Something. I know. I bought mango.
The nigga said he bought.
I bought mango.
Why would you buy a whole bag of mangoes?
Like a couple mangoes, a couple bananas, some grapes, my nigga. Now you got a salad.
Listen. I bought a bag of mangoes for that.
Hey, Juju. Juju, like,
75 pesos, nigga.
Remember that fake story about Kawhi Leonard going to the steakhouse and then say, hey, what do you want? He's like, I'm good. And he pull out a sack of apples.
Right.
And we're like, hey, what you about to do? Kawhi's like, apple time.
Because see, you know what Trey ain't really mentioning? How he handled the mangoes once he bought them compared to like in the restaurant. They probably eating their food. He just got the mangoes on the table. Being extra peeling them on the table.
So you know the crazy thing about it? No, they're diced and they're like in the bag, you know what I mean? But I couldn't bring them in.
They wouldn't let you come in?
Yeah, why are you still going into the restaurant, dog? Like,
no, I'm outside eating the mangoes, bro.
So you're outside the restaurant.
You have to squat on the ground like a homeless nigga. Like, right?
That shit would annoy the fuck out of me.
No, but here's
on a racial, just on a racial basis, like, I can just picture a group of white people with one black dude. They all walk into like a nice steakhouse and Trey's outside just eating mangoes in a
bag.
This is why you don't buy a whole bag of mangoes.
But here's the thing too. Here's another thing too, right? With this shit going SOS, I have no fucking maps.
Bruh,
you get what I'm saying?
You should have ate a steak, bro. Fuck it.
Hey, do you
know where you're staying at least? Like, can you?
Here's another thing. I couldn't get back to my Airbnb.
What?
I couldn't
they get got back
cabs. They got the nerve to be in the way.
Listen, bro. That's why
they looked at this nigga like, you ain't got no service. You don't want to eat no steak. Shut the fuck up.
You try to make us alter from the fucking itinerary.
Got any mangoes and bushes every building we go in?
The shit was so crazy though, bro. Listen, Jason, you know the toast, the dinner, the little dinner they do before?
Yeah.
Or the
rehearsal,
wedding?
Rehearsal dinner.
Rehearsal dinner, right? So we end up kicking it. We end up drinking or whatever. The little niggas like, let's go to a club, right? We go to a club. I'm the only black nigga in there.
Of course. Right?
It's joints in there on it though. But like, I'm getting sleepy. I'm like, nigga, I just traveled from LA. I'm ready to get back.
Malnourished.
Right. Listen, I get a little Wi-Fi in the club, bro. So I'm like, all right, I can mob home. I try to get back, bro. I get lost. I finally find a place, bro, because I'm talking. I'm using the Google Translate shit, right? I get in front. Tell me why the policia come, bro.
The police. Why, you ain't just, there's no cabs. Like, why you just tell a cab person to take you to the address?
Nah, bro. I'm in Merida, bro. You know, that shit ain't happening, bro.
Okay.
Long, super nice. You know.
No, it is, but where the area where we were, bro, like it wasn't like I can't just hail down a fucking cab, nigga. That shit was like one of them movies where you in the hostel and nigga and the niggas just grab you. Like
more I'm reason in to kind of stick with the white folks and just eat their shit.
Right.
No, bro, you just need to not be vegan for a quick second.
Right. Man. Rather peanut butter jelly.
Get a baked potato or some shit at a steakhouse, my nigga. Yeah. You can get them sides.
Bro, you can't even drink the water, bro. You can't
drink water in Mexico, but you know, Merida is actually like one of the safest cities in the whole world. It's like top five, actually.
Bro, that shit had me.
Could have got a bottle of water.
And the white folks knew that part too.
Right.
And they like hearing you.
That's why they was cozy, bro. They made it like, yo, we in the coziest part and you tripping. Why are you tripping all of it? And I'm just like, bro, y'all not looking at it from my perspective. And then when the police came, bro, and flashed the light on me, I'm like, niggas take me to jail. And all of a sudden, here come the white saviors, bro.
Oh, no.
Wow. He's with us. He's with us, officer.
They had to save you. You've been causing a hassle all day, and now they got to save you. Yo, you're the worst person ever to travel with.
It was a trip.
What you said as soon as they saved you? Where, who got my mangoes?
No, nigga.
Man, we not going nowhere.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yo, the worst part is this nigga telling us a story. Yo, the worst part is the whole point of the story Trey was telling us is like about how, like, when people like cross him or whatever, he just and that nigga hasn't even got to that point yet. We're supposed to be on his side.
We empathize with all the white people, like, yeah.
Hey, yo, so when I got in bro, I just slammed my room door. I didn't say shit. I was so mad.
Oh my god. Hold up. My nigga Juju asked the question though. Did you have the mangoes when you got back to your room?
Man, niggas, bro, that was one. That's all
you
I put
a whole bag. Nigga, you should have came with you.
No. Just like LA, bro. It's just dice mango. It's not a bag of fucking full mangoes. It's just the slice joints.
Bro, I still think though, this ain't like so bad on your part that this just labels you a bad person to travel with. This was a specific situation type of torture on your end. So, you know, I think that was a bad part. I think he's still probably a pleasure to travel.
No, but that's the label. Hey, that's the label. Like, bro, niggas are supposed to go to Amsterdam. I was like, no.
Hold on, gang. I feel like Juju's being real nice right now. I'm going to tell you my takeaway. My takeaway is I'm kind of cool on traveling with you. You seem like a diva. You seem like there's a lot going on. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm out.
It was just the fact that it was one vegan restaurant and it was closed. Nah. I feel like wherever we travel, we're gonna have us pick of the litter.
Nah, it was multiple penalties, you know what I'm saying, throughout. Like not having your Wi-Fi, like phone situations, like everybody knows we adults, when you globally travel, get whatever AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, get that figured out before you.
Well, no, that's the thing. They apologized and gave me, they paid for my whole bill for the next 2 months, bro. I was supposed to have all the international shit,
bro. Shout out to you, bro. That's what's up. But they ain't helping the niggas that's on the trip with you. Shout out to you. That's dope for you.
But that was the thing. Motherfuckers is like, they're getting mad because I'm asking questions of like, hey, what time is it? Can you look up this address for me? Because this might be a potential restaurant. Niggas is like, bro, like, I'm not going to keep doing this. Like,
bro,
you know what I mean?
Something
like,
missing from this story, bro. Something missing.
Bro, so
ain't
I'm
no
like,
way in hell they mad at you like that for asking those simple questions.
Hey, Juju, let that nigga ask you the 13th question of the day, and it's only been like fucking 4 hours. Okay? My man just said he didn't even have the time. So he had to, anytime he just wanted to get a feel for the day, he had to ask someone, what time is it? That motherfucker probably was annoyed, fam. Because I would be too. Damn, dog, how many questions you going to ask me today?
This is probably what happened one time. Hey, big bro, can I use your phone? And then he was just tired of that one. Hey, can I use your phone again? Yeah. I think I had about one, two, or three of them. Man,
bro, you aggravating. Bro, I'm just sick of you. You need my hotspot?
Bro, they really wanted a nigga. Like, you know what I mean? They really wanted a nigga to, like.
You can't just go buy a SIM card or nothing to hook it
that's
up?
What I was thinking, yeah, you couldn't get no local.
Where I'm going to find that, bro? Like, with no help. With, that's what I'm saying. With no help of, like.
Those are the questions you should have been asking. Bro, not what time is it?
No, my main thing was.
What time is it? Now you got the nigga just like, hey, what time is it now? It's like 10:05. Well, how about now? It's 10:06, nigga. Relax.
Most important part of this story is, in my opinion, if you want to see where your friendship stand with somebody, be a burden to that person. Mm-hmm. And even when you was a burden, they were sick of you, whenever you needed help, them folks still came through and saved you, bro. So I feel like salute to the white boys. They was aggravated, but they were still real niggas at the end of the day, bro. They saved my dog.
They saved them?
See, he said the same.
He looked up and he saw like a glowing light behind them.
I know, but, Trey, I know you must have been sick to see them niggas. That, like,
bro, that's like, what I said. I went to the room, bro.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
I went, because them niggas partied after that. They still kept partying.
Take your ass home.
What kind of you talking about, bro? I went in there. I slammed that motherfucking door, bro. And it just, like I said, the hits kept coming, bro. My shower water wasn't hot. Like, it was just lot of shit going on that I just was just, you know. But, like, it was the whole shit of, like, checking in with my mom, letting her know I made it, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just so much other shit that was just going on that I was just like, Like the idea that I'm asking niggas just to like this, I felt like if it was with y'all, niggas would have understood. Like, bro, all right. It was just such a culturally separation type shit. Right. Of like
around a third phone call that he received on your behalf. Like, god damn, bro.
Yo, you know I'm paying for this shit right now. Hello? Like, what the fuck,
Trevon? Yes, one second, man.
Bro, but yes, I'm the worst nigga, bro. So I've accepted it. I don't want to travel with none of you niggas. Bro. I love y'all. I'm not going to make the trip back. I'm just, you know, sometimes. And people will force it and be like, no, bro, just come on. I told you already. Fair warning.
Ain't got to worry about that over here, cuz.
Yeah. Duly noted.
Duly noted. Will not invite. Ever,
I still want to land, bro.
I'm gonna be honest, but Trey, you know this about yourself. Why the fuck do you still travel with people?
No, I don't. That was my last trip.
Okay.
When you say travel with people, does it mean like on the flight in every situation with them, or I don't do group trips.
Yeah, it's like over. anything where we have to coordinate how we get in there and where we stay in. I don't do that shit either.
Yeah,
y'all gonna be there on those days. All right, cool. I'll see you there. But I'm saying I got my own spot. I've got my own flight. Whatever. Anything where you gotta fly with people, you gotta travel with people. We gotta get the Uber together and like all that shit.
Yeah,
and like I said, I've ate up 19 minutes, bro. I don't even want to tell you like the other shit because we almost missed our connection. You get what I'm saying? And that was just, it was just like, it was getting there, bro. Like
missing the flight is the, in another country.
That's the one place I don't play with is the airport, bro.
Listen, bro, we flew from the Pacific Northwest to Mexico City and then had another, you know how you go to the Volaris. You fly and fly to the little ass plane, bro. And when my shit wasn't working right there, and I had to prove that I had a ticket, and I couldn't pull up my ticket, it was just again being a nigga in this situation. I just was not comfortable.
I feel like we would have found you a SIM card, my nigga. I might not have been able to save you from the police like that, but I'd have found you a SIM card.
But I'm saying you, Jason, niggas would have been like, "All right, bro, come on, let's mob." Right. It was like, you go figure that out. I'm gonna go try this, whatever. I'm gonna get some coffee. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, bro. What if I don't know if they boarding right now? Because you know that shit is literally like a fucking bus station. It ain't like, all right, last boarding call. No. That shit is like, okay, come on. Yep. To Merida. Yep. Come on. Number 17. Come on. Like that shit. That's how that shit was, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I just was like, man. That in Colombia was like the trip from hell, bro.
Bro, I just don't think you can just judge if you a good traveler or not off a group of white folks. That, you know what I mean? Like, you got to travel with some guys and some, you know what I mean, some brothers and sisters and let them label you as bad to travel with, in my opinion.
And then we'll know.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to take a man at his word, my nigga. If that nigga telling you, yo, dog, I'm a terrible traveler, I get, that's why I love our people, though. We're so hopeful. You know what I mean? Yeah. We believe in you, but sometimes,
Yeah, and I'm not the nigga to be forcing it, bro. I was okay with it. I was just like,
I'm not doing any more trips. I like traveling with niggas. Like, I went on tour. I've been on multiple tours. And like, if you got a cool group of niggas that like fuck with each other or like been around each other any amount of time, you know what I'm saying? And y'all out in a different place together, like there's a certain like bond that you get from just like, all right, like anything happened, like, nigga, we in here together.
To be fair, we've done the pods in multiple cities, right? Jerv been with me. I'm not as much as a diva as niggas think, bro. I might go home.
Jokes over facts, my nigga.
You get what I'm saying? like
that's
for real.
International also is different, Trey. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That shit is heightened. But like,
and also 48 hours with someone is a lot different. Like, that's a lot different than traveling,
right?
You know what I mean? Yeah, we went to cities together and we met up
we didn't go together. That's the thing. We didn't travel together. We got there, saw the niggas there. Where we going? We going here? Blah 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 blah. All right, cool. And then everyone kind of left on their own after that.
Well, nah, me and Jerv had to stay together, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, it was niggas that didn't have their IDs. Like, we was being real niggas, bro.
Niggas not having the IDs.
That's so
no, for real, bro. We went, bro.
That was cool. Gotta act like you care. You gotta act like you care at the door.
Jerv,
like,
I'm an asshole. I still bring that shit. No, yo, I'm an asshole. I still bring that shit up to this day.
No, because you
got the ID.
Rob, remember?
Bro.
Anytime Rob say anything on Twitter and be like, oh yeah, I'm at such and such, I guarantee you I'm right there in the comments. Yo, don't forget your ID, yo. Yo, my nigga, don't forget it.
The crazy, you gotta stand by the door and act like you ain't gonna go in if they Juju ain't good.
I went back with the nigga to go get his ID. I went back to go get his ID with him, bro. I was not about to just leave him outside the spot. You know. But I mean, no, too, in Vegas, nigga, I'm really the nigga. Like, I will pick up the phone. I will never leave you outside, bro. I promise you.
I will give you that.
I'm just talking about reliability, bro. Like, if you
You're a reliable nigga. I didn't know, like, you saying that shit happened to me. I'm like, nigga, I don't remember that.
I'm just talking about in general. Even, like I said, if you're in a situation, you like, hey, bro, I'm outside. I ain't got a ticket. I know you here. If I really can make it happen, I am solid, bro. Like,
yeah, Trey's a solid.
I'm not gonna be on none of that bullshit. I ain't gonna be like, oh, big bro. Like, you know, I couldn't find my phone or my phone dot.
I'm the opposite. I can never make it happen for you. If you hit me, you outside. I can never. No matter what, I promise to God on my life.
This is what you gotta do. If you with Juju,
I don't know how I got in here.
You just gotta stay close. No, it's true. The nigga, he's not being funny. Like, the nigga just be getting into places, so you just gotta be with him.
Like, if you weren't with me.
Yo, Jason, so last year, me and Juju was with Waz, and who else was with us in Salt Lake City?
It was just Waz and some other brother.
Yeah, and so they went this way, and I'm like, I'm following Juju. And next thing I know, we in this glass room that's like, the VIP of the VIP of the VIP, right. Because Evan Turner saw Juju and said, hey, what's up, man? So we were in there with Evan Turner and a bunch of other folk. And then Waz and them hit us up like, where'd y'all go? I was like, hey, man, like, I just followed that man right there.
I just followed Juju, bro.
This past Super Bowl, NFLPA part of the All-Star shit, too. It'd be times like that, bro. I have no idea how I got to where I am, but I know if I walk past that lady right there and she's not gonna stop you. She right here done seen that I'm over here. If I go past her, I think I might not be able to get back in, bro. So I be like on that type of time. I don't know what the hell. So that's it. You hit me and you outside.
To be fair, I got two texts about both you niggas, right?
Yeah.
From Indianapolis. They like, yo, I seen your two co-hosts. Man, those dudes are great. Man, like, listen, hear me out.
This must have been.
So they like, I seen him. Great. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, like, I love that guy. Talking about Juju. I don't know his name. The dude with the hair. He great. Like, I love his energy. Like, and I'm like, oh, Juju, nigga, he must be killing out there. Then they like, yo, the other person, I'm like, it got to be a meme. They just fuck with y'all. Like, to a point of like, you don't need much. To like, you don't really need a pass. You just your face card.
No, I'm gonna tell you what we need.
It's really the walk.
I respect. Thank you, respectfully. But I'm gonna tell you what I need to know where shit is. That's the biggest problem now. Because we're like the Hennessy party. Where is it? I don't know. I'm like, all right. Well, that doesn't help me.
I ain't gonna say nothing. You should text me on that one.
Well, that's gonna do it for us this week. Again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you locked in. You're getting all that extra content for Trey. For John Gervais, for Juju Gotti and Jason Madison, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.